on a record player. This song always used to interest me because while Keith Reed's lyrics were all about this sort of beautiful hotel, the silver, the chandeliers, all those kinds of things, then suddenly in the middle of the song there was this huge orchestral climax that came out of nowhere and didn't seem to be about anything. I kept wondering, what was this huge thing happening in the background? And I eventually thought it sounds as if there ought to be some sort of floor show going on. Something huge and extraordinary, like, well, like the end of the universe. And so that was where the idea for the restaurant at the end of the universe came from Grand Hotel. Anyway, enough from me. We're in for a great night tonight. There's no band quite like them. And tonight I'm glad to say the London Symphony Orchestra is going to sit in with them. So I'd like for you to welcome, please, the London Symphony Orchestra, the Chameleon Arts Chorus, Procol Harum, the conductor, the great Nicholas Dodd, and gentleman scholar musician, and I believe now also Rear Admiral Gary Brooker. Thank you very much. From a Procol Harum and London Symphony Orchestra concert, 1996. What is it we're all going to be trying to make next Saturday? Not New Year's resolutions, if we're halfway sane. They all fail so embarrassingly early into the new year that few of us are going to want to compound our sense of futility by making new millennium resolutions and having them fail, relatively speaking, 1,000 times earlier than usual. In fact, if I may digress for a moment, and if you don't want me to digress, then you may find that you are reading the wrong column, it turns out that there may be a very good reason why we fail to keep our New Year's resolutions, other than the obvious abject feebleness of will. It's this. We can't remember what they are. Simple. And if we actually wrote them down, then we probably can't remember where we put the piece of paper either. Oddly enough, the piece of paper has sometimes been known to turn up again exactly a year later when you're casting around for something on which to write the next year's abortive attempts to pull your life into some kind of shape. This is not, it turns out, a coincidence. Incidentally, am I alone in finding the expression, "it turns out," to be incredibly useful? It allows you to make swift, succinct, and authoritative connections between otherwise randomly unconnected statements without the trouble of explaining what your source or authority actually is. It's great. It's hugely better than its predecessors, "I read somewhere that," or the craven, "they say that," because it suggests not only that whatever flimsy bit of urban mythology you are passing on is actually based on brand new, groundbreaking research, but that it is research in which you yourself were intimately involved. But again, with no actual authority anywhere in sight. Anyway, where was I? It seems that the brain is affected by alcohol. Well, we know that, of course, and those who don't yet are about to find out. But there are